Arvin is the first Arvin I've ever met. Benny is only the second Benny I've ever met, and the first one was a store. So this is truly a momentous occasion. Probably, I would say, the most significant, important, special moment in the history of the Coincidental Hour. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, Benny and Arvin.
A soft skin can't tumble. Matter of factly, a morning saddle is good for a sad horse. That's the only thing. The only thing is that a saddle at times is needed for your horse. So you've got to make do with what you've got. You can look for a flopper in the grass. No good. You can be the flopper in the grass you are looking for. You will need encrusted toes. You will need exerted these two things. You can look for a tumbler in a taut ravine. You can find one. No good. You need a horse to enter that ravine. You still can't ride a horse with only a morning saddle. Did I ever lie to you? Just because you cannot see a tumbler, you can always be a tumbler. You can always use a rest. Soft skins don't sleep with floppers here. It ruins the crust. Here, have a nap in this tub. I won't watch much. I'll drop in some tidbits for you. Of course, you can't wrestle a flopper. The flopper will flip you with its crusted toes into the mud. A flopper will ride you like a morning saddle. You'll wish you could tumble somewhere, maybe into a deep, dark ravine. It's no good when a flopper fumbles, doesn't know how soft its skin is, doesn't know its front from back, or which ravine is which. It's processing exact. It's my precise. Sometimes they'll say, you've got a fat flopper on ya. Or swat your flopper like a little fly. They don't understand dynamics or dynamos or dynamism. It's not you're crazy. It's they don't understand. It's not they don't understand. It's how would they, never having flopped before? It's also these soft skins are a bunch of pink-assed upholstered baboons. They're addicted to crying and sadness and other no-good things. They've had the love tumbled out of them into a tall ravine. When they find the ravine, when they cry into it, hoping their love will float to the top. But what they don't know is that floppers don't float. Floppers don't fool with small pussy-whooped ravines that you can just cry into and see your love come float to the top. These are deep. These are dark ravines with tumblers tumbling down all sides, gnawing on love and fucking their sadnesses like mourning saddles. These are terrified nightmares of horses, unsaddleable and unconsolable. They laugh at baboons' tears until their eye skins are pink and tender as their asses, and their lids so heavy with sleep, they gravitate those crepuscule globes out of their sockets. Burn.
Hi everyone, welcome to Courts of Dental Hour. We have a wonderful show planned for you tonight. I'm Rick Royer, reminding you to hold on to the ghosts that you know and love, because someday they may be nothing but flesh and bone. Sarah Ryder will be back in a couple of months with the next Courts of Dental Hour. What is happening in the next Courts of Dental Hour? Thus, proving the friend difficult theory. Because I don't even know who's lined up before.
You're definitely going to be there.
But after July 28th, you're going to find out. Some soft pretzels and some hot peppers on your way out. That's the show for tonight. Let's get it together.